It is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hey there, podcast people. Thank you very much for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast, bringing you all the best bits from the show on Monday, the 22nd of December. Can I say Merry Christmas to you? It's the last podcast before Christmas, and I've snuck in some extra goodies for you this week, including some of this.
It's Duncan, let's be honest, he'll be eating pies in the corner.
Slices of this.
I can quite honestly say she's one of the worst ever.
And a quantity of this.
I saw snow for the first time 2 weeks ago.
So enjoy this week's podcast, and remember, don't overdo the Christmas sherry.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers,
entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
It's Andy on the radio. This is Hot or Not. Time to welcome our special guest from the show, fresh out of Nando's just round the corner. It's Chris Fountain. You're right.
Yeah, I'm alright, are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much this evening. You're looking a bit tired.
I am a little bit tired. I've been training for the old Dancing on Ice special.
So are we allowed to say that it's boys against girls?
I think so.
Okay, well, we've just said it.
And it's boys against girls.
And how many routines do you have to do?
I'm not sure yet. I get my choreography on... I get it tomorrow, actually. So okay. I'll meet up with Frankie again tomorrow.
Oh.
And, get my choreography. So I'm looking forward to what Chris has got for me.
Okay, now, it's a learning process.
Yeah.
You know, you had played ice hockey before, which is a completely different discipline.
Yeah.
Do you think you're still learning now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I tried to put hockey skates on the other week to go skating on, and I couldn't do it. I kept slipping off the back of my heels.
I couldn't do it
because now I'm used to figure skates.
Yeah,
but yeah, definitely still learning. I mean, I've got to try and learn new things for the Christmas show, obviously, because if I do the same thing, we've got no chance of winning.
Well, yeah, let's be honest. If you do Cry Me a River again, I'll kill myself. I've seen it. Well, the thing is, I've seen it 40-something times because I see it on the tour. But yeah, I mean, it's a lovely routine, but you're right. You can't do that. You can't do that thing again. Anyway, so you're in Hollyoaks until May, aren't you?
Yeah.
At least
I'm
until May.
I'm contracted until... No, April. April, May. I'm contracted until the end of April, I think.
And then you'll be on the telly until the end of May, probably.
Yeah. Well, it'd be even more than that, actually.
Do you want to stick with it, or do you think you want to break free now?
I'm quite happy at the minute. Like, I was getting a little bit despondent because I was out of storylines for a little while. But
does that mean you get more time off?
It does, but it was while I was doing Dancing on Ice, so it was kind of... I figured out, like, actually, it wasn't because they weren't putting me in. It was because I was trying to do, like, 10 things at once. But I've got some big things coming up next year, so I'm quite looking forward to that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the progression? What do you look forward to? Spooks?
I don't know, mate. When I do eventually come out of Hollyoaks, whenever that may be, to do something... Like, I don't know, just to do something completely different, because I've been playing like Justin for like nearly 5 years now.
Right.
It'd be nice to kind of get out there and play. I don't know, I'd love to eventually do something like maybe like Prison Break or Lost on that kind of something like a big drama, because we don't really have any of them in
England.
Well,
I mean, it's true. You know, you look at the look at 24, at Prison Break. They make 20 something episodes.
Yeah.
Britain, Spooks, 6 episodes. That's it. End of story.
What? Like, they spend so much money on stuff like that. And there's that thing called The Wire now, which is amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
And like, it'd be just nice to get a part in that where you can really get your teeth into, and the character, it's really like, especially The Wire at the minute, it's really character driven. I like character actors like Johnny Depp and people like that. It'd be nice to kind of get my teeth into something like that, but let's be honest,
Merlin would be a good starting point. And there's another series, and I know the people at the top. I'll put a word in for
thank you. Cheers.
Do you know what I mean? You have to be in, like, play some knight or
I'd
something.
I'd have to get a funny haircut though.
Yeah, and big ears like he's got, but it's a good look. Works for
Merlin.
Look, will you hang around?
I will.
Okay, we'll do the hot list with Chris Fountain after this.
This is Heat.
It's rewind time now on this week's Hotcast, where you have to guess the year I'm describing through a past edition of Heat magazine. And on the cover, a world exclusive, Posh on her body, Tom and Katie's wedding, and how things are with David. If you've not heard the rewind before, I've got an old edition of Heat magazine in my hand. All you've got to do is try and guess the date of this special double issue. So what was the year? When was this out? Can you think of it? If we flick inside, there's some Christmas cards from famous people sent to Heat magazine. So there's one here from BB7's Pete. He was the guy with Tourette's. There's also Simon Cowell and Louis Walsh. The Strictly Come Dancing judges. Russell Brand's got a card in there. Turn the page. Squirmy Dermy's got a nice little card there for the Heat magazine readers, and also Girls Aloud. Britney Spears is, of course, in the magazine. Britney apologises for no knickers on display. Aye, there's a picture. Britney pictured there with, what's her face? Her friend, Paris Hilton. How random. Keep turning the pages. Mel B splits from Eddie, and she's already dating again. So pictures of Mel B apparently out with Eddie Murphy, just say, you know, going around the town. And also in here, look at this. What a great picture, where they've mocked up Pete Bennett and also Nikki Graham from Big Brother. They've done it in The Breakup, Start of the Breakup, that film that was out starring Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston. So those were the stories making the headlines in Heat in a year gone past. But have you figured out the year? If not, have a think about it and I'll tell you later in the podcast.
Gentlemen, this is Heat.
It's me, Andy P. This is Hot or Not on Heat Radio. Chris Fountain is still here. You're right.
Yo.
Time for the hot list. Right, here we go. Okay, first things first. Jason Gardner.
Hot.
Because?
He's very opinionated, and I like that because he says what he means, mm-hmm. and that's always a good quality to have.
Big Brother.
Not.
Because?
Sam from Big Brother did a kiss and tell on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what did she say in her kiss and tell, just out of interest? She said, like, you got small.
No, she never said that. She said that she was teaching me things.
Really?
I can quite honestly say she's one of the worst ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Hang on a sec. Make a note of that. She's one of the worst ever. Marvellous. Chris does kiss and tell about random girl that no one's ever heard of. Quite frankly, stupid cow. Anyway, yep. Strictly Come Dancing.
Hot.
Because?
I can feel their pain. I can feel like they're kind of, because I've done a similar show,
mm-hmm.
I can kind of know what they're kind of going through, the training and all stuff like that, so I can sympathise.
Okay, and you've done a better show.
Yeah, that's it.
I think you'll find ratings-wise and interest-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, Christmas songs.
Honot.
Honot.
Because some of them are good and yeah. some of them are not good.
The Dancing on Ice Tour DVD, which features Chris Fountain
woo.
And me, is out now in the shops. It makes a fantastic Christmas present for your granny, for your mum, even for your older sister.
And you get to see all the antics of the tour bus.
This is me, Andy P, on Hot or Not, checking out the latest news in the world of music, TV, and, well, now film. So he's here for the penultimate time this year. Heat's film editor, Charles Gant. Charles, good evening.
Good evening, Andy.
How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Which film are we talking about this week?
So this week is the big historical epic romance from Baz Luhrmann, who did Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
And it stars... Indeed, all of that. But this time, in the Australian outback in 1939,
okay.
Nicole Kidman and Hugh Jackman. And it's trying to be a kind of big... Gone with the Wind style, you know, romantic epic.
And it's called Australia.
It's called Australia and, you know, huge budget and actually a huge gamble for the backers, 20th Century Fox, because frankly, these kind of movies, you know, you don't really see anymore. I mean, even Titanic, which had a big similar epic romance, had a huge ocean liner crashing into icebergs and masses and masses of special effects and excitement. Whereas this has got people driving cattle across the outback. And it has, in fairness, got the beginning of World War II,
yeah.
where the Japanese bombed Darwin. And mm-hmm. so there's quite, you know, there's a kind of spectacular element to it. But it, you know, ultimately, they're making a massive bet on what is essentially a kind of romantic story.
You've said it's got some fantastic scenery. I've seen the posters, etc. They look great. We can't show you the scenery, but we can play you a clip from the film.
You want to have it on with me?
What was that?
Oh, you know exactly what I'm saying. Just like you have it on with that poor girl that you're exploiting, and God knows how many others.
What are you talking about? You've got a filthy mind, lady.
You're an animal.
I wouldn't have it on with you if you were the only tart left in Australia, do you hear me?
Animal, please, you please. Are a...
Ooh, good horsey sound effects there. So what's the film about, in a nutshell?
In a nutshell, Nicole Kidman, posh English bird, thinks that her husband is worried about what he's up to in Australia, running their kind of cattle farm, goes there and discovered that actually her husband's been killed, but she still needs to get her cattle thousands of miles to the market on the harbour.
Right.
And it's so it's fish out of water comedy because yeah. she's kind of all posh and she meets Hugh Jackman, who is the cattle drover,
who's rough and ready.
Yep. Of course they hate each other to begin with,
and they fall in love
Hey, Andy, you could have written this.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Let's cut to the chase, shall we, Charles? Australia, hot or not?
Wanted to love it, big fan of the director. Not.
Okay, there we go. Charles Gant has spoken. Lest you listen. Charles, thank you so much. Next week, you're going to tell us about your top films of the year.
Looking forward to that.
Excellent, Charles Gant. Cheers.
This is Heat.
This is Andy on the very latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best bits of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other great shows on Heat Radio. Honestly, there are. Here's my favourite bit from Out of the Blue with Ford, when Gabriella Chilmi spoke to Paul.
Ladies and gentlemen, this-
This is Heat.
Out the blue with Ford on a Heat. I'm Paul Coyce. Coming to see us, the lovely, the talented Gabriella Chilmi is here. How are you, Gabriella?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well. It's lovely to see you.
You too.
And well done for doing a Christmassy song. You know what
Thank
I mean?
Thank you. Yeah. You have to get into the Christmas season, you know. There's Christmas songs make you feel good.
They
don't
do.
They?
And there's not enough around, are there?
Not really, no.
So when did you record it? Was it like in the middle of the summer? And did you do a Christmassy thing or, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. In the middle of the summer, I recorded it, yeah.
And when did you think, you know, we've got to do one of these?
Well, I got asked to do it, so we chose Connie Francis' tune because it's a cool song.
Yeah. And you do it pretty good, if you don't mind me saying so.
Thank you very much.
So, Christmas, are you a Christmas fan? Do you love the Christmas things?
Yeah, I love Christmas. I'm going back home for Christmas, so I'm going to be with all my family and my mates. So it should be cool, yeah.
And is it the hot? Well, obviously, I mean, you don't know any different from having a hot Christmas. I mean, have you done the cold Christmas thing?
No, never done a cold Christmas. I saw snow for the first time 2 weeks ago. So
you are kidding me.
No. And I've actually never eaten a turkey either.
You've never.
I know that's a different subject, but I'm going to eat a turkey for Christmas this year, so I'm pretty excited.
And how's the fame thing working for you? Because I guess, you know, you're getting spotted all over the place now, wherever you go.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's pretty cool. I was in Amsterdam like 3 days ago and got to do like Indian store appearance thing, and then we got to take lots of CDs that we wanted from the store, like any CD we wanted.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, it's like one of those, like when they have those competitions, they have those like, right, grab anything in a minute, help yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. I got like John Lennon, like box things, Kate Bush, like, yeah, and Doors DVDs. Yeah.
And what other great perks are there of being famous? I mean, what's the best thing? And you think, God, this is great, I can get to do this.
I can pretty much get any ticket I want to any gig.
Can you really?
Good. Yeah.
Even football?
Except Led Zeppelin.
Final tickets?
Well, not sport, just music, yeah. No, not sport.
Led Zeppelin, did you manage to get some?
No, I didn't. That's the only one.
That was the only one.
Yeah,
because, I mean, let's face it, if you got, you could sell them on eBay for, like, thousands. So,
I
you know.
I was so annoyed that Paris Hilton got to go with, like, a dog, and I'm like, well, what does she know?
Yeah, I know, yeah. Would she go look at Robert Plant for hair tips or something?
Yeah, probably. He's got pretty good hair.
So, he has got good hair.
I can imagine.
For an 85-year-old man, he's got magnificent hair, hasn't he?
Fine.
Yeah, well, so. Listen, we do one more thing called the out of the blue question, which is pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Which is actually pretty much what I've just been doing with you.
Okay.
Anyway, but this is what out of the blue question is this. Okay, all right. So, Gabriella, when was the last time you told a white lie? So, it's not like a big one, but you're just kind of
when
protecting someone.
When was the last
someone?
Time I told a white lie? God, I can't think.
You know, anybody you've run into and you say, well, you know, you look great, and think, no, you didn't. You know, anything like that.
Oh, you do those things. Yeah, I'll text you back. No, I won't. But yeah. I'll give you a call. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So that's the showbiz thing, isn't it? I'll give a shout.
Yeah, kind of. Just like, yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, and really you're thinking, there's no way I'm going to talk to you. Listen, it's lovely to see you.
I just made that up. I could think of anything.
See, you're too nice. You wouldn't really do that.
I'm really nice. I'm a Libra, you say.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Well, listen, it's lovely to see you.
Thank you, and
congratulations on 2008. We're big fans. It's been a great year, and long
Thanks.
May it continue for you as well, and have a lovely Christmas.
You too.
Thanks, Gabriella.
See you. Heat Radio.
So, did you guess this week's Rewind podcast year? Come on, it wasn't even as if it was that hard. It wasn't that long ago. 2006.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
And here are some exclusive bits from the Chris Fountain chat that you didn't hear on air.
This is Heat.
You came second.
Yeah.
Okay, the whole experience. Isn't it funny? It was this year.
It was this time last year.
Yeah.
It was this year.
I keep thinking it was last year. I do as well. So I get so confused. But it was this year that you came second in it, and then you did the tour.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that ice skating would take up so much of your life?
Absolutely not. I mean, I originally got the call, and I was really willing to do it because obviously I'd skated a little bit before, and I thought it'd be nice to pursue it. But then, like, the whole journey of learning how to do spins and jumps and kind of progressing and meeting a partner and learning how to do lifts, it was all kind of really surreal. I never thought, like, I'd be a fan of figure skating. I was sat about 2 weeks ago with my friends, about four of us, before we were going to go out, and ice skating was on Eurosport, and we sat there with beer watching ice skating. And
fantastic.
I was like, just going, oh, that was wicked, look at us, you just did a salgo. It was like,
yeah.
I wouldn't have known what that was like last year, but then to go straight on to do the tour after doing the show was fantastic, because there was no more pressure then.
Mm.
It was like we'd done all the scary part and that was all over with, and now it's time to skate and enjoy skating rather than be scared of it and like having to learn a new routine each week. So
yeah.
I've got to try and learn new things for the Christmas show, obviously, because if I do the same thing, we've got no chance of winning.
Yeah, let's be honest, if you do Cry Me a River again, I'll kill myself. I've seen it. Well, the thing is, I've seen it 40 something times because I see it on the tour. But yeah, I mean, it's a lovely routine. But you're right, you can't do that. You can't do that thing again.
No, I'm trying to do it backwards.
I've just illustrated turning with your hands on your chest crossed over. Yep. What's that called? A spin.
A blur spin.
A blur spin. So you can't do that.
No, but what I am trying to learn is rather than spinning on the left foot, I'm spinning backwards on my right foot at the same speed. It's called a backspin.
So you spin, turn to your left.
Yeah,
spinning on your left.
Over my left shoulder and then spin. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be hard.
Yeah, it's not hard to actually spin like that, but when you go into it, you've got to go into it on your right foot and like change your weight. So you're going backwards. It's kind of hard to get into it, but I'm trying.
I was going to say, that sounds quite good.
And you're pushing the limits, Andy.
Kieran's there.
Yep.
So he's a champion because he won. Yep. So fierce competition. And who's the other bloke?
No, there's
he's not competition because you're on the same team.
On the same team, yeah.
Oh, look at that. But so like the big guns.
There's Kieran, me, I think it's Duncan James as well.
Well, right. You two can carry it then. Duncan, let's be honest, he'll be eating pies in the corner. But he will. I say that with all due respect. Duncan likes his food.
Fair enough.
It's true. It's true when you lose because Duncan's in the corner eating pies. Then you'll be like, I'm sure Andy said that on the radio to me. I'm convinced.
Duncan will be in the corner eating pies.
But he will.
I've never met the guy.
Have you not?
No.
That's because he's always in the corner eating pies. You wait. You will literally turn up and he'll be in the corner eating something. You'll be like, that's hilarious.
If he is now, I'm not going to be able to speak to him. He's like, right. I don't get your help. Do it.
Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.